When youth are encouraged to hero worship, power multiply benefits by their sacrifice of self-creation. As what happens then is our ever-strivingness for freedom, which is within us inherently, gets suckered into power's ever-strivingness for perfection, so-called perfection, into being productive, into demonstrating one's efficiency. And so Plato's tribe's self-inflicted wound, this ever-seekingness, is consciously imposed on us in the so-called Western, so-called modern, so-called civilization, which they are well on their way to making a global imposition, a global woundedness of ever-strivingness, trying to please the fathers, the state. Power has learned those several points of intersection with our earth truths, learned to send its intercepting tentacles to those points and use them, our natural tendencies, to draw us back in into serving them so that we may be used to fulfill its mission to literally manifest what they consider to be their destiny, which I suspect they tell themselves is fulfilling the promise of America. So they exploit our longing, and that's a deep discussion which will probably once, and it's going to be a difficult journey with Miklos Niesley, which will probably start on the 22nd instead of the 15th. But we're going to have to look at that notion of their mission as fulfilling the promise of America, because it suggests, and reading de Tocqueville's Democracy in America is helpful on this, because he wasn't writing about America, he was writing about what they called democracy, which in practice is the latest version or the update of the republic, and that they learned it has to be global. So when we're talking about fulfilling the promise of America, I'm not talking about a nationalist specific to the U.S., a nationalist vision in a narrow sense, but in a global sense, indistinguishable from totalitarianism. So power has learned these multiple points of intersection, our longing for freedom, they've sucked that into their mission, our longing to be part of something bigger than our individual selves, our communal nature, and our longing to be big, to use our earth gifts. Previously, in Palmer's chat, for example, we thought about civilization as class rationalization, i.e. as ideology, which of course it is. But de Tocqueville, who we're beginning to examine, is showing us a point that de Grazia makes, namely that, quoting him, de Grazia, quote, "We've all been too much taken in by the thousand things to do. The times have taken away our balance, that tempering force without which we are at peace neither with ourselves nor with our neighbors," unquote. We the people, globally, are wrestling with a global power that is not at peace with itself. I believe that thousand things to do is about reigning in chaos for power. That for power, commerce is holding demons at bay, is taming the passions, as Hirschman showed us, is taming the passions. Idle hands being, et cetera, the Christian phrase, devil's workshop, quote unquote. Class is means for keeping everyone, and it must be everyone to be total. So you will, quote, you will be compelled to come in. Class is means for keeping everyone busy. Busy justifying one's being as if we have to. That's the con we internalize early on as infants.